Yeah, the realization that every single step we take along our wonderful coastline is surrounded by an average of four items of litter is deeply alarming. And I know that I suppose election posters contributed this to decorate the Wild Atlantic Way and again pose a threat to public safety, needless after litter and an eyesore. Total use, cover Croke Park, 15 tonnes probably, of posters, and it takes 400 years to decompose what is effectively litter. Plastic fasteners left on the poles cause a great threat to the environment and life to future generations. And I take it that we should have a look at this now. We live in a different era. If your good sounds there can take the message across to the people, when that there's news media there and all to that new technology and ways of communicating, I take it that the era of posters should be at an end. I'm speaking of that. I know that all parties probably have posters up, but at a personal capacity, I'm very much concerned about what can end here in our seas, rivers, and so on. And indeed, it's pointed out that in wider terms, it's estimated that 90% of all seabirds will have ingested plastic by 2050. And I take it this is okay, very serious indeed, and can eventually the possibility of entry into the human body.
But most of the election candidates will take down their posters adequately and in a timely fashion after the elections at the end of the month.
Yeah, and I know that the plastic ties are deadly, and as well as that, of course, I take it that on ESB polls, I know that the ESB have issued their notice that they shouldn't be on ESB polls. You must remember, this could be dangerous to the people who put up the posters, and very much so to the ESB staff who probably have to remove some of them as well. And I take it there's a health and safety issue here.